are the Roar.
Hey, is it 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Gigant! Here comes Gigant!
Gigant's making the play around Sweden! Jesse,
yes!
Gigant,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Gigant delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Eagles win a defensive struggle against the Packers. Clemson Furman 4:30, South Carolina Coastal 4:15. The PGA Tour comes to Asheville, and Dennis Love to succeed Joey Batson. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, November the 11th, 2025. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all who have served this great country with your unselfish service. So we love that, and I want to wish you all that today. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Dr. Milt Lauder is going to join us, Amplos.com, our sports and performance psychologist. We'll take some text messages from on that one. And then Milt Lauder is going to not Milt Lauder. Then Tony Morrell is going to join us, 8:05. Going to get with thebigspur.com and preview South Carolina's noon trip down to College Station, Texas, as the Gamecocks take on Texas A&M. Looking forward to that as well. A lot of phone calls, a lot of news, a lot of texts. Can't wait to do it. The producer of this Tuesday show, Mr. Will Clinton, for the second day this week. Good morning. Second frigid day. You know, I'm going to get rid of you, get some good weather here. But you made a good point, buddy, earlier today.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you said, I'll trade a cold Monday and Tuesday for a beautiful weekend because I informed you Friday, 70. Saturday, 75. Sunday, 75. Talk to me. I love it. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That is some of the most encouraging news that I've heard. If I could get that on Monday and Tuesday of every week. Hey, by the way, yeah. You know, it's crappy weather out there right now, but it's going to be beautiful this weekend.
Mm.
That's great motivation.
70, 75, and 75. Can't wait. Can't wait. How's life over there? How's your Monday?
It was a good Monday. It was a busy Monday.
It was cold Monday.
It was a cold Monday. A little late for me. I went out to, I needed to winterize my parents' house out in the Seneca area. When I got out there around 5, it was windy and oh my goodness,
whipping.
This is just like a spring game for the season that is winter. You know, it's an early preview.
Yeah, if you look at the 10-day stuff, tomorrow's going to be beautiful, starting tomorrow. Today, the high of only 49, but a little warmer than yesterday. Wind's not quite as bad as yesterday, 10 to 15. Then we're going to get 67, 68, and then I told you 69, or 70, 75, 75. Monday, 71, then no more 70s through November, looks like at this point. But mid-60s, and nothing in the 30s at least, so that's good. It's beautiful. November's a good weather month now, too. Used to be colder, seems like. But October, November, the, you know, great months for weather, too, though. What are we going to do in segment two?
There's a couple things I want to look at in the college football spectrum. Just kind of, we'll just dabble around.
All right. How about that? All right, let's do it. A little bit of news starting out the day. Eagles beat the Packers 10-7. Defensive struggle. Scoreless first half. We're in that time of year now where defense is, you know, kind of doing some stuff. Seems like as of late. But Eagles moved to 7-2. Packers fall at home to 5-3-1, putting a wrap on the NFL weekend. Good win for the Eagles. College basketball last night, third-ranked UConn down Columbia 89-62, 15th-ranked UCLA over West Georgia 83-62, 15th-ranked Iowa State beat Mississippi State 96-80. Tonight you have Clemson basketball hosting Morehead State. This is not a great Morehead State team. They got beat by they're 1-2. They beat a school called Midway. They lost to Wake Forest by 16. Georgia beat them by 39. So Clemson and Morehead State tonight, Little John Coliseum. The Clemson-Furman game, final home game of the year, Military Appreciation Day, is going to be at 4:30 on the C-Dub coming up. And then South Carolina and Coastal, 4:15 SEC Network. So looking forward to some of those. PGA Tours coming to Asheville up at Walnut Cove for the Biltmore. They'll call it something like, you know, the historic Biltmore Open or something. The Biltmore Classic would be the first one. We call it the Classic or whatever. It's going to be interesting. Got the PGA Tour coming back to this area coming next year. I want to get to the Brian Kelly and LSU stuff. They're trying to get out on the cheap, and he wants the full money, and he's trying to get the four calls and no calls and show calls and all that kind of stuff. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And then we announced last night that, or Dabo Swinney announced last night, that Dennis Love will be the new strength and conditioning coordinator for football. He started his career, well, not started his career, he was at Clemson earlier back in 2004 to 2014. He was the director of the Olympic sports conditioning. He oversaw the 14 Olympic sports there for baseball and men's soccer, women's volleyball teams, went to the College World Series with the last time the baseball team did that. Did some work with the football team as well. Then went to the Denver Broncos. Went to the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning as he was on the Broncos, his assistant there. Then went to Purdue for 4 years as the associate director for football, strength and conditioning. Then went to Auburn for a season and has been back at Clemson now since 2022. So I do know this. I do know that talking to someone, a former staffer, that this is a good hire. And the reason I know that is that a buddy of mine who worked in the NFL said that the Vikings wanted to hire him this year as their guy, as their head guy. But he actually wanted to stay in Clemson. He's from Sherrall. So he turned down the NFL to stay here. From what I am told, a good hire for Clemson football. Really, really good stuff there. And I wanted to get into this a little bit later. We might mention it a little bit later, too. But so did you see the Southern Cal and Northwestern fiasco with the same number, the number change? So the punter's a certain number, and they put in a backup quarterback who changed into that number?
The third-string quarterback, yes.
Yes, yes. I have a solution to all this. And this is what drives me crazy, and I don't know why we allowed it, and I don't want it anymore, and it's time to go back to how we need to be doing things anyway. Do away with double numbers. It's like you can dress 100 players, but and I'm going to let you keep the number zero.
You've got 100 players and 100 numbers.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to have Antonio Williams and Jamal Anderson wearing zero, and Brandon Strozier and T.J. Moore wearing one, and T.J. Parker and Tristan Smith wearing number three. We're not doing that.
There's no point.
No. No, and that way you got two number fives on the field at the same time because they're on the kickoff team or return team. No, you got 0 through 99. And if you want to retire or unretire your numbers, retire jerseys, unretire your numbers, whatever, if you want to dress everybody out. But we're not having Avion Terrell and Adam Randall wearing number 8.
There's not traditional numbers for positions anymore. We don't have that.
No.
BYU's got a quarterback that wears 44.
Right.
That's normal now.
But I don't want two 44s, 47.
Yeah.
I don't want to have two of them. Like what? Who made the play? Fred Cunningham. I mentioned this on Twitter yesterday. Fred Cunningham makes a good point. He goes, for a PA announcer, it's terrible. Like, I got to announce who the captains are. I'm like, so if you saw their captain number 8, is it Avion Terrell or Adam Randall? Their bodies look a little different, so you might be able to tell there. But like, if you're a TV announcer or something, you got to worry about that part of it. Like, I don't want two number 8s. I don't want two number 9s. Two number 10s. Two number 11s. Is that Olson Pat Henry? Is that Peter Woods? Now again, their body types are different. You know what I'm saying? Who are you? I'm number 11. Not, I'm one of the number 11s. Am I right?
You're 100% right. And there's a lot of teams that don't have names on the jerseys.
Right.
I'm not sure if Southern Cal was one of those. Because that's a pretty quick identifier as well. But, again, we don't need that. We have 100 numbers, including 0.
Right.
You don't even get to dress 100 players out.
So, for Clemson in football... So right, we're saying this. You got two number 0s, two number 1s, two number 3s, two 5s, two 6s, two 7s, two 8s, two 9s, two 10s, two 11s, two 12s, two 13s, two 14s, two 15s, two 16s, two 17s, two 18s, two 19s, two 20s, 21, 22, 23, 24. You got two 26s, two 27s. You don't have a 28. Well, you don't have CJ Spiller. I got two 34s, two 36s, two 37s. I don't have a 41. I don't have a 39. Somebody needs to be 39. And somebody needs to be 41. I got two 44s, 45s, no 46. That makes sense. I mean, am I off base here? We've complicated something that shouldn't be complicated. At a Little League baseball game, you don't have two number 10s. In high school football, you don't have two number 11s.
And you don't have it in the NFL?
You don't have it in the NFL. You don't have it in the NBA.
Why do we do it in college?
I don't know. You don't have it in college basketball. I think college baseball comes to got a couple of those because guys. But my point is like you can't have all that. I got two number 50s. What are we doing? I don't have a number 60. I don't have a number 61 for Clemson. I got two 50s. Somebody be 60 and 61. I don't know, man. I don't know. Have I lost it?
No.
Doesn't it seem simple?
I'm not sure if this is right, but it feels like this is one of those things that was an exception because you have two guys that want the same number.
Can you imagine me as a kid, all right, going out and getting Warren Ratchford's autograph? As a 6-year-old. And it wasn't Warren Ratchford. It was the other number 2. You know? I want to get Kenny Calicut's. I'm from Chester. I'm going to get Kenny Calicut's autograph as a kid. But it's the other number 44. Or 33 or 41. You know, I want to get Buddy Gore before I was born. And I get the other 44. Like, what? Why do we allow like football players to do anything they want? Like there's no rules on anything. Takes 130 players on the roster. Yeah, I get it, but you only get to dress out 100. Sorry, if you need to dress out, Clemson doesn't dress out 130, do they?
No.
It's not 130, by the way, on the roster. Let me tell you how many are on the roster. I'll count this during the break. But if I think you got 105 is your limit in the future, 105. Well, 5 guys don't get to dress out. You got 5 injured players. You can redshirt some guys, whatever. You dress out 100 players. That's enough. 100's enough. You can get by on 100. Hundo.
Getting by on...
When you go on the road, you can dress out like 60 or 65 or something.
Yeah, I think it used to be 80 at home.
Yeah. We got plenty of numbers. We don't need no more numbers. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think I'm the only person that's figured this thing out. Any more comments on that from anybody on the text lines? Just making sure. Yeah, Texas, don't get me started cutting pants off at the mid-thigh. Yeah. Texas, Southern Cal didn't have names on the back of their jerseys. Yeah, I got to look at the names, too, now, through some of that. Anyway. Jed said, also, Kentucky and Louisville men's basketball tonight. Jed's a big basketball guy. Sorry, man. Too early, buddy. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I'll keep up with Clemson tonight. Outside of that, catch me in January. I know you had North Carolina and Kansas and all, but it's just too early, man. I can't be first, third of November, and I got a big rivalry basketball game. Man, my head will explode if I keep up too much with that. Hey, Burns Digital Media, why don't you go to theroarfm.com. That's where I'm at right now. So you'll see up in the upper right-hand corner, there's an advertising tab. You click on that and talk about the basis of advertising. Then you get into the digital info and what they do at Burns Digital Media. You contact John Hennis, our extremely talented general manager, brown nosing over here to tell you that. And he'll tell you more about the geofencing and how they can help you with their digital media stuff and get you on big screens and small screens and all radio all throughout and get you on our app and take care of all those things for you. And they'll take care of it. It's Burns Digital Media. It's a great return on your investment. Learn more. See what these people are saying about. I love what Zero Dress says about us. Partnering with the Roar the past several years has been a wonderful experience for us. Mickey has exceeded our expectations. And the team of the Roars always take great care of us at Zero Res. I recommend them all looking to promote your business and great sports content to listen to. Zero Res. Thank you so much. Very, very nice of you to say that. Short break. We'll come back. Segment two with Will Clanton right after this.
With the holidays here, most everybody's putting on the pounds. But what if I could tell you about a way that you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and more confident? Of course, I'm talking about PhD weight loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program just a few years ago. It changed everything about how I think of food, and my PhD coach showed me exactly what to eat and how to handle every situation and enjoy the holidays without the guilt. At PhD Weight Loss, their metabolic reset system helps your body burn the fat first so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. They have helped thousands of people, and they are confident in their program, and they guarantee the results. No starvation diets, no endless workouts or drugs, just a smarter, science-based system that works. And right now, for the month of November, they are waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking right now, you're going to get the 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice, and make it now. Make 2026 the year you make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today at 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Hey, Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for 4 generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit EngineeredSleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep. 4 generations of better rest built for your best game day.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value all in one winning play. We're family owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game. Or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Jonathan and the good folks over at American Door Master want to help you out when it comes to any kind of garage door issues, service repair, garage door openers, commercial garage doors, residential garage doors. You know, this is a guy that knows everything about the garage doors, backwards and forwards, repair, installing. They'll take care of you. You get a knowledgeable professional that's going to come to your home. You're going to come to your office. You get the utmost respect. They're going to work for you, 24-hour emergency service in case things do go bad. Call them 864-990-3075, 864-990-3075, and get that new garage door opener. There's Liftmasters. They do a great job of that. Chamberlain and the Genie and the Linear. They've got all those, and chain-driven to belt-driven drive openers. They do it all at American Door Masters, 990-3075, 990-3075. Segment two with Mr. Will Clinton.
I know I said I wanted to talk a little bit about college football, and we will definitely get to that. But one of the things that, and I don't really watch a lot of NFL, I don't have a team. I watch games. I don't dedicate myself on Sunday to watching every single game. But one of the teams that I've been keeping my eye on this season, because the turnaround has just been incredible, really, on the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
One of the things that started the season as a negative is turning out to be a huge positive. And that is Carly Ursay Gordon, excuse me, the daughter of the late Jim Ursay, former owner of the Colts. She's now the co-owner with, I believe it's her older sister. And she has taken a very visible role as an owner inside of that organization. Every single week this year, she's been on the sideline with a headset on. And the first couple weeks, it was seen as something questionable. You know, what is she trying to do? Why is she cosplaying as an owner? There's no need for her to be wearing a headset. Where we're at in the season right now, with the Colts' success, it's come out that she is actually she's just trying to educate herself. She wants to be a better owner. She wants to be more involved and understand not only the overarching decisions that are being made throughout the season, but the single play call decisions. And it's incredible that something that is seen as a negative can become a positive because of success.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. She was a professional she was a competitive rodeo rider before. And then he got involved. But first worked in the ticket office and then worked their way through the ownership type stuff. That's interesting to see. I was hoping that she'd call plays, and if she just hands the ball to Jonathan Taylor, that's a good play.
Well, that's an obvious choice.
More Jonathan Taylor. Or throw it to Tyler Warren. Good play. Because maybe she's smart enough to know that rather than overcomplicating stuff too much through all that. They've had a great year, man. Are they 8-2 now? Yeah, 8-2.
Yeah.
And man, that offense seems to be rolling. They've scored at least 30 points in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, in 5 of the last 6 games.
Yeah, and they picked up, oh my gosh, Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
The Giants trash, and he looks like an all-pro player this year.
They have a 2.5 game lead in their division right now. Mm-hmm. Colts playing well, man. I didn't know that. I didn't know she. I'm looking at it now. She has headphones on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Apparently, she went and bought. I'm reading stories about her now. Went and bought a bar out for the week. Bought all the drinks for all the fans at some bar when they were in Germany.
That was last week. Yeah.
Good for her, man. Yeah. Good for her. Now, and when they're 8-2, people are like, you know, she wants to be interested. This is really cool. If they were 2-8, it'd be like, what is she interfering about?
Yeah. Why is she on the sidelines?
Yes.
Why does she need to be important?
Yes. I tell you why she's important. Because she's worth $1.8 billion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
But you know, good on her. 8-2, it works. Yep. 2-8 doesn't work.
And she's seemingly making good decisions that she's able to make. The Colts went out and traded for Sauce Gardner.
Right.
Which is a huge step up. And one of the Colts' biggest issues was corner. And now you've got one of the best ones in the league.
She might know as much as Jerry Jones.
She might know more.
Who knows?
If you look at the record during their tenures. One thing in college football that I'll be paying attention to tonight.
We have games tonight.
Actually, yes, we do. We have got Maction, I would assume. I haven't looked at the schedule.
No, tonight we have, Maction, yeah. Kent State, Akron. Kent State 3-6, Akron 4-6, ESPNU 7:30. Akron's a 5.5-point favorite from Info Season Stadium in Akron, Ohio. That's at 7:30. 8 o'clock ESPN2 tonight, 6-3 Ohio, 5-4 Western Michigan. Western Michigan's a 1.5-point favorite at Waldo Stadium. Where's Waldo Stadium? Just kidding. Kalamazoo, Michigan. is one of those two games. So, yes, some action tonight. Tomorrow night, more action. And then Thursday night, you get Sun Belt. And Friday night, ACC and Big Ten coming up.
Oh, yeah. Kickoffs, or temperature at kickoffs for tonight, 31 degrees in Akron, Ohio. Mm. Ooh, beautiful city.
Yeah.
And 32 degrees in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Have you checked the weather for kickoff? Can be around 60 degrees for Clemson and Louisville. Should be nice weather there.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But what I'll be paying attention to tonight, you know, I'll probably watch this Ohio-Western-Michigan game. But you've got the college football playoff rankings coming out tonight. And I'm just really interested to see how this committee judges certain things. Mainly close wins for two of the three top ranked Big Ten teams against lesser ranked opponents. Obviously, Indiana coming down to the wire at Penn State. We hammered that home yesterday. Electrifying call by Gus Johnson. Still 9-0. Going to be really interesting to see how they value this Indiana team, especially head-to-head with Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Texas A&M, as we all know in the SEC, is just piling up these ranked wins. One of the things that I saw yesterday that just absolutely infuriated me, And I just need to ignore it and let it go, because everyone understands, outside of your SEC bubble, everyone understands that this is a load of crap. The ESPN FPI rankings came out, and at number 24, they have Auburn University.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my word. You're talking about the 4-6 Auburn?
I am talking about the 4-6 Auburn University, who still got two games left.
Well,
they could be 4-8 at the end of the year.
Everybody talks about A&M and their metrics. They went to now 10th or 9th ranked Notre Dame and won. I'll ask you this, friendo. How many other ranked teams currently in top 25 has A&M beaten?
I'm going to say, just perusing right now, I'm going to say one.
Mm-mm.
Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Texas San Antonio's not ranked? Well, I'll ask you, what's the second best win? Utah State's not ranked? Auburn at home's not ranked? Mississippi State at home's not ranked? Florida at home's not ranked? At Arkansas not ranked? At LSU they're not ranked? At Missouri not ranked? Got South Carolina this week not ranked? Sanford's not ranked? They'll play Texas. They might play an SEC championship game. But right now, in the top 25, they played one team that is currently ranked, and that is 9th-ranked Notre Dame. And it was on the road, and it was a great win. But they played one team that is currently ranked.
Second-best win for them is LSU.
Yeah. You mean the – hold on, bear with me. I just had this up.
5-4.
Yes, the 5-4 LSU team.
Yes.
Missouri, maybe. Missouri's 6-3, but they're not ranked. But and oh, by the way, with a backup quarterback.
Very true, yeah. This time last year, after week 11, there was people weren't protesting in the streets, but you had an Indiana team who was, let me double check, 10-0 at this point in the season last year. They ended up being ranked number 5 in the Week 12 college football playoff ranking poll. Texas A&M has a very similar schedule, and maybe a worse schedule than Indiana had this time of year. I take that back, because Indiana did not have a win as quality as at Notre Dame. But
right now?
Last year.
Last year, yeah. Because they have a better rank. They have a better win than Notre Dame has this year. Better win than A&M has this year.
At Oregon.
Oregon is currently ranked 7th in the AP poll, and Notre Dame's ranked 9th in the AP poll. Both of them were on the road. And their second, third wins are better now. While Iowa dropped out, Illinois dropped out. Those are 2-6-3 teams. So, again, they only beat one ranked team, but their ranked team they beat on the road was better than what A&M's ranked team has beat on the road.
Exactly, yeah.
And their strength of schedule, I think, should be every bit as good. Because they've beaten Illinois and Iowa. You know, that's not a very good Penn State team, I'll give you that. But that's what A&M's done. And they've done it more convincingly. So it's very, very clear to me that Indiana's ahead of A&M. And Lane Kiffin didn't think so. I heard him say that yesterday, because he's got the talking points. And they get issued these talking points by the commissioner before they go in their press conferences. But it's very clear to me that Indiana has had a more successful season and should be higher ranked than A&M at this point.
It's one of those things where it's very obvious what they're doing. Who is the chair of the college football playoff selection committee? He's the AD for an SEC school. I want to say it's Arkansas, but I could be wrong.
let's see who the chair is this year. Bear with me one second here. The chair is Chris Ault this year. No, this isn't. Yeah, Chris Ault this year. He's the AD at Nevada. Am I right by saying that?
Maybe I'm wrong. Either way, somebody who is on the college football playoff selection committee and an SEC athletic director came out over the weekend and said that the SEC is going to be in favor of not using any automatic bids in the playoff moving forward. It's pretty obvious what they're trying to do because they do control ESPN, who hosts the College Football Playoff Committee. The SEC is just, they're a PR powerhouse.
Sure.
And if you
do, and they don't need it because they're so good on the field, but they're not so good. They're not the only ones that are playing. I mean, again, the top two teams in the country aren't in there right now. We had the last two national championships weren't SEC teams, weren't in the national championship game. But that's okay. Other schools, other conferences do play too.
Yeah.
And, for instance, in the top eight right now, you've got, well, you can go top nine. Notre Dame's not in the SEC. Texas Tech's not in the SEC. Oregon's not in the SEC. Indiana's not in the SEC. And Ohio State's not in the SEC. Sorry, that's five of the top nine. Again, A&M and Bama and Georgia and Ole Miss are good. But to be honest with you, I don't see why Ole Miss is ahead of Oregon. To be honest with you, I'm not sure why Ole Miss is ahead of Texas Tech.
What's their best win?
Ole Miss's best win?
Yeah. At Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma. On the road. Who is with me here? Oh, man, I did it the wrong way here. Oklahoma is currently in the AP poll for this week. Oklahoma's ranked 11th. That's a good win for them. That is, if I'm right saying this, that is the only ranked team that Ole Miss has beaten. And currently ranked. Now, again, if you're currently ranked, there's not a whole lot of losses in there. You know, there's no team with three losses. Well, Tennessee's got three losses. How they're ranked, I don't know. But, if you know, you got one or two losses, you're not going to have a lot of losses in there. But, it's not a whole lot of, like, massive victories. And you could say, well, LSU's a good win. LSU's not a good win. Was Arkansas a good win? No. Kentucky, no. Tulane, no. Washington State, no. South Carolina, no. Citadel, no. Georgia State, no. So, you know, these juggernauts – If you're that elite, you feel like, oh man, what? And they lost to Georgia. That's a good loss for them. But I mean, on the other side of it, Oregon, they lost to number two Indiana. They just beat Iowa. They knocked Iowa out of the rankings. When they beat Penn State was number three, and then Penn State lost a quarterback, lost a coach, went down after that. But to me, everybody's as good as Ole Miss at this point. Anyway, interesting stuff. I enjoyed segment two. Love to hear from everyone when we come back. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Short break, much more on the other side right after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on the Roar, starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxton Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Dono Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
If you've been living under a rock, you may not know this, but for the rest of you, I'll just confirm that college football and the NFL are in full swing. In this market, we love our football weekends, and there's no better way to enjoy a football weekend than by playing Underdog. All you do when you play is pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and much, much more. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just bonkers. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll catch me playing Underdog every day of the weekend during football season. And right now, you can get in on the action. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing. Get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, I have a small business and wonder if Gary would like to work with our employees who are reaching retirement age, and if so, at what charge?
Great and timely question, listener. We have just launched a new service this year doing exactly what you've asked. We will work with small to medium-sized companies who have people retiring and need our Medicare services. In addition to teaching them the Medicare ropes and how to access Medicare, I will call on my old HR background to support what the employer is doing through their retiree benefits package as well. And again, my charge, as always, is zero.
There you have it, listener. Give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And as always, you will thank me later.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Remobio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coating, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Walden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings, crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary beef on weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Walden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
Imagine owning a new luxury townhome just minutes from Death Valley. Hunter Quinn Homes offers the perfect game day retreat for Tiger fans at The Landing at Clemson Marina. Across from Clemson Marina and only minutes from campus, these maintenance-free high-end homes are made for game day living. Room for friends and family and no yard work. Whether it's a weekend escape or your permanent home, The Landing at Clemson Marina lets you stay close to the team you love. Find Hunter Quinn Homes online to learn more and tour today.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
High school football, college football, and the NFL. We're broadcasting games at all three levels and breaking it all down. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Joe Walsh not to been in my house to cook out, like bring the wife over and, you know, have a cocktail and enjoy a good steak. just need that to happen. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. QC Kinetics, you've asked for more affordable treatments. You've asked for a scaled treatments and flexibility, and they've listened to you. So now, whether your pain's a 5 or a 10, then or if you're a weekend warrior pickleball guy, golf, running, whatever, and you got some joint pain, they're going to help you out. And so if it's a minor issue, you get one kind of deal there. If it's a major issue, you got another kind of deal there. It, basically, we're trying to keep you going underneath the knife. And you can do all this through their telemedicine platform and explain what all is going and where the pain and what it all looks like. You can set things up in advance for them. It's affordable. It's convenient. No excuses now. Get joint relief pain. Get it without drugs, without rehab, without surgery. Do this with our great friends over at QC Kinetics. It's a great time to set those things up and do the telemedicine visit. 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville, 864-766-8454. So there's a word out there that we need to use. Remember, submit was a word I used the other day. I got another one for you today.
Dabo, submitting to change.
Right, like Bear Bryant did. Here's one for you. Credibility. So yesterday, Greg Sankey, SEC commissioner, made the statement, quote, "I think there is a real scenario where the SEC is an 8-bid conference." Unquote.
Maybe in a 42-team playoff.
He said, "I've had conversations with many individual selection committee members." What are you doing talking to committee members, by the way? "And we've discussed how Missouri, Vanderbilt, and even Tennessee simply deserve to be in the playoffs. It's a no-brainer. The SEC's carved out at least 6 to 8 spots in the playoffs." Okay. Let's look at it. And the remaining games, what has to happen here? A&M has a path, and I get the path. They have South Carolina, they have Samford, and they have Texas. They can afford to lose one of those games and still be in. So for the sake of the SEC maximizing their results there, let's let A&M lose to Texas because that would get Texas in. But Texas has to beat Georgia and A&M, and Georgia's got to beat – so they'll lose to Texas, but beat Charlotte, beat Georgia Tech. So that way, Georgia's got 2 losses, but they're in. A&M's got 1 loss, and they're in. Now, Alabama has got to lose to Oklahoma, beat Eastern Illinois, beat Auburn, so they would have 2 losses and get in. Ole Miss has Florida and Mississippi State. Neither of those are in, so they'll just have their 1 loss. They'll be in. Texas has got to beat Georgia, Arkansas, and A&M to have just 2 losses on the season, which already have going, if you're here or not, that'd be 2. Here's the problem. All right, so Oklahoma's got to beat Alabama. They've got to beat – so you can't have Oklahoma and Missouri in, all right? Missouri – bear with me here. Here's where he runs into problems. Missouri already has 3 losses. Oklahoma has 2. To maximize that, let's let Missouri – Oklahoma's got to beat Alabama, but lose to Missouri because that would give Oklahoma – and beat LSU. That'd give them 3 losses and give Missouri 3 losses. And Vanderbilt and Tennessee. Tennessee already has 3. Vanderbilt has 2. Tennessee's got to beat Florida, and I guess Tennessee beat Vanderbilt, so Vanderbilt would have 3 losses, and Tennessee would have 3 losses. So what – and oh, by the way now, in that scenario, A&M would have a loss. I'm maximizing their opportunity here. A&M would have a loss. Ole Miss would have a loss. Alabama would have 2 losses. Georgia 2 losses. Texas 2 losses. Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Missouri have 3 losses. That's maximizing the number of teams with 3 losses or less, maximizing every team's chance to get in, all right? Because somebody's got to win this game, somebody's got to lose. So what he's telling you is, in a 12-team playoff, we know the Big Ten has to have a representative. Let's give that to Ohio State at this point in time. We know the ACC has to have a representative, Georgia Tech at the time. We know the Big 12 has to have a representative. Let's give that to Texas Tech at this time. And we know the Group of 5 has to have one. Let's give that to James Madison at this time. What he is telling you right now, then, that 8 teams getting in, that in that scenario, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that three teams with three losses in the SEC would get in over Indiana, who has no losses, because you only got eight spots now. The four have already taken up by those other conferences. So a three-loss Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Vanderbilt get in over an Indiana. A three-loss Vanderbilt, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, or Missouri, get in over an Oregon, a one-loss Oregon, or even a two-loss Oregon. And they get in over Notre Dame, and they get in over BYU. Sorry, Indiana. I know you went undefeated, but you got to understand Missouri's got three losses. We got to get them in. What in the absolute hell is Greg Sankey talking about? The man, I'm telling you, if this man was a president of the United States of America and made this statement, we'd be talking about dementia. What in the teetotal hell is he talking about? Eight. There's no possible way. So in other words, there's no at-large bid for anybody else. The loser of the Big Ten Championship game, Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Indiana go undefeated. They play in the Big Ten Championship game. The loser's out because Missouri gets in. Is he absolutely – see, this is where you have to say, Greg, I'm sorry, but you have lost your mind. You don't get to make comments anymore. This is called credibility. We understand propaganda. I get it. But you cannot make those kinds of statements. You can't do it.
If Greg Sankey was in charge of a four-team playoff right now and Ohio State was number one.
And Indiana number two.
Let's just say Ohio State was number one.
All right.
You've got three SEC teams coming in at 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
His idea to crown Ohio State the national champion, they would have to first beat the number 4 seed. 2 and 3 would get a bye.
Oh, yeah.
Ohio State beats the number 4 seed. They would then have to go the next week and play the number 3 seed.
Yeah.
And then they would play the number 2 seed in the playoff. In his mind, that is the best way to crown a champion, if they're outside of the SEC.
Honest to goodness, there are people in the South that on the day that Ohio State and Indiana played – they don't pay attention to that because Mississippi State and Arkansas might be playing a football game.
And these are just powerhouses.
I mean, how can you say eight? In other words, what he's telling you is that Ohio State and Indiana, one of those will not get in the playoffs if you have eight. It's mathematically impossible to get both Ohio State and Indiana and get eight SEC teams in. So, I mean, let me ask you this. Is he dumb? Or does he take me for being dumb? Does he not think I can add up to 12?
He is good at his job. He understands who he is speaking to.
I make the statement that he's bad at his job. If he has, because he takes away from his credibility. When you say things like that from now on, if you said today is Tuesday, I could go to you, oh, yeah, Greg, I'm not sure it is because yesterday you tried to tell me eight get in. Like, at this point in time, I can't believe anything else you say because what you're saying, you're a clown. There's nothing else that come out of your mind. You have excluded yourself from a credibility standpoint by making such statements that we'd rather have a three-loss Oklahoma, three-loss Vanderbilt, three-loss Tennessee, and or three-loss Missouri in rather than undefeated Indiana. Like, how are you allowed, if I'm a SEC president, it's laughable you try to make such. And at this point in time, why is the commissioner of the Conference USA not saying, I think we're a four-bid league right now? I mean, if I was a commissioner of the American Conference, I'd just say, right now I can make a case for Navy, South Florida, Tulane, North Texas, East Carolina, Memphis. We think that we're a six-bid league right now. I mean, you might as well. What is stopping Conference USA saying Kennesaw State, Jacksonville State, Western Kentucky, Missouri State, Liberty? We all need to be in. Like, what are we doing? And why is this man allowed a microphone? Because he's embarrassing himself with that propaganda. At some point in time, somebody's got to call him out on it. Hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15, and you could win up to 20.